Boy, the way Glenn Miller played songs that made the hit parade. Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the All in the Family!
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom,
this is any time of day.
Boom, boom,
that's Brian, that's boom, Bryce, boom, I'm Ben. Boom, we shall boom, be your captains boom, this evening boom, or boom, this morning boom, or afternoon.
Boom, boom, boom,
got quite
boom,
a show.
Boom, boom,
a little salute to the troops
boom,
today
boom, boom,
for Memorial Day.
Boom, 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 boom,
got a fancy guest.
Boom, boom, boom,
and
boom,
we're going to be talking about a movie that two of us saw, I think. That's all coming up on End of Time of Day.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Okay, so here's an idea that I just had right now.
Just right now?
That the intro song goes about 20 seconds way too long.
Well, you always end right when we get to the first part of the phrase.
Okay.
We can't end it in the right in the middle
of a
man.
Progression. That's weird.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, everybody.
You got a time. That's on you, man.
Well, wait. Do you guys hear that? That is the sound of our first live audience.
Thanks, Ben's wife.
We had two people, but one of them left. So we're doing well.
Tough crowd.
Any time of day is doing well. Don't worry about us. We'll be just fine. So. Here's a little update on Word of the Week. I have not seen anything posted on Facebook.
We did. We had we had one post, I think, this week, and it was just quoting what we had said in the show, I think. That was it.
Yeah, that's just somebody being like, hey, stop doing Word of the Week.
Josh Marug is who it was. We'll give him a shout-out. He is faithful.
Yep. And he also had a favorite character.
Yep.
Larry Poppins.
Not one of mine.
We'll probably see him.
Boy, I hope so.
I hope so, too. What a gentleman that guy is.
Gentleman?
Yeah, the gentleman.
He only seemed
men.
Nice when I passed him on the stairs coming back to the studio. So, yeah, so that word of the week, you have one more week, and I'm not kidding. I don't know if I didn't make myself clear last week.
I think you made yourself pretty clear, but I think we...
My trigger finger is itching, and I want to shoot this thing.
Wow. Wow, that got dark real
fast.
Yeah,
that was pretty graphic.
I mean, I meant what I said, and I said what I meant.
An elephant's faithful, 100%.
There it is. All right, so.
Oh, the places you will go.
So here's the thing. We've got a special guest today, a musical guest.
I'm excited.
Sort of a musical guest, I guess. I should stop reading Dr. Seuss before we do this.
Some kind Did of, something I'm, rhyme in there?
A musical guest, I guess. I guess a musical guest, I guess.
Well, you didn't quite
hop
say
on the pop,
it like that.
Top of the pop, the pop, the hop, ha ha ha. Actually,
you're not a gifted
maybe
rhymer.
Maybe I'm not familiar with Dr. Seuss.
I don't even know who that is.
So, anyway, it's a different kind of guest than we've ever had. I'm very excited. Bryce, how about you just giddy on up out of here?
All right, here I go.
There he goes. Just silent.
He's a lot quieter.
Yeah, you
than
were
we
a galloping fool.
Gallop.
Well, hello, sir.
Well, hey there. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Oh, we're good, yeah.
How are you doing? Just fine.
Okay, so are you... what is your name, sir? Yeah, take your time.
Oh, yeah.
Take your time.
Oh, golly.
He's got a dip in. Whatever his name is. Mystery Man. That is horrendous.
Oh, that is...
Try not to get it on Bryce's mic, please.
Well, I'm not going to make any promises. Never do I make any promises.
Oh, we just lost our other audience member.
You're driving him away. What's your name?
Yeah,
what's your name?
You don't have to promise us anything. Just a name.
Well, my name is...
That's quite a build. The tension is mounting.
I've been on the road for a long time. I kind of forgot my name.
That doesn't make any sense. You'd probably have to say that every night, right?
Because.
Why would you have to say it every night?
If you have a show, hi, I'm so-and-so.
Oh, I get it. I don't think he's doing a lot of shows. Am I right, sir?
You might be right.
Let's just get the first question answered. Yeah. What's your name?
Well, I'm going to let you guys call me Travis.
I appreciate that. That's what we'll call you. So, are all your answers going to be to song? I didn't quite realize this.
Yep.
Just instrumental right now.
All the time.
So, all the time. Where are you from exactly, Travis? If that is your name.
Oh.
What age did you start chewing tobacco?
No, get that. Oh my gosh.
You are a nasty dude, Travis. Let's just be real.
It's not pretty at all.
Well, I started chewing when I was just a wee little lad. At the age of 23.
How old are you? You don't look that old.
I was a very late bloomer.
I believe that.
That still doesn't have anything to do with how old you currently are.
I may or may not be 22.
You just said you started chewing when you were 20.
At what age did you start doing hard drugs?
At the age of 12. Grew my first chest hair at the age of 13.
And this is so. This instrumental is so weird to what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's really happy for this dark song that you're playing. Do you have any songs on the radio? Dare I ask?
Have you ever heard of the song I Just Haven't Met You Yet?
By Michael Bublé. Yeah, I've heard that one.
Oh my gosh.
Why is your spit everywhere, Travis?
You animal.
Ugh, and it doesn't. It just sticks and globs. Good lord, man.
Sorry, I had to get back into my field. The reason that you've probably heard of that song is because I took no part in writing it.
All right.
Good to know. So do you have any songs? I mean, actual songs, or do you just kind of...
No, yeah, I got
kind of do spoken word to your ukulele.
I got this one. Here we go.
Okay.
1 second.
Yeah.
Is that so funny?
This is just... It seems like it's going to be a depressing time with that ukulele so happy.
You see the sun rises. Then it sets. When you stare into the sun, I'll tell you, you won't ever forget.
What is this?
Because the sun is bright.
And it's preach it, Travis.
And it's warm in your eyeballs. When you trip, thanks to gravity, you bet you'll fall. You'll fall for me. You will fall for me.
I guess this is the second follow-up question. Thank you, Travis, for that song. Did you just learn how to play the ukulele?
Fall for me. Thank you. That's my song called Winter Wheat.
Interesting.
Winter Wheat. Interesting. That's deep stuff.
Yeah, if you were to ask me about a song called Winter Wheat, I would not
guess that it's about staring into the sun
and
falling in love.
Well, I mean, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Love is blind, and when you stare into the sun, it makes you not see
you,
very well.
It makes
well.
You full-blown blind.
That's true. I've heard anyway. I haven't tried it. In theory, that's true.
I would not
also,
recommend
do you
it.
Do a lot of educational music? That seemed to, there's a lot of
I try.
A lot here's, of science involved.
Well, here's another song that I've written before. This one's for the youngins. Here we go.
Okay.
Well, B comes right before C, and two comes way before four. You can mess with the numbers
Teachers don't like it, cause I've tried it before. You gotta respect the laws of the numbers. And the laws of the letters, too. If you say Z comes before A, teachers will hate you.
Wow, that...
Thank you.
That's surprising. Harsh at the end, I think, for little kids learning about the alphabet.
So is that your... Don't be stupid. You got to learn the alphabet and the numbers.
So, okay.
I can't believe you get to chew tobacco and teach kids about...
Yeah, that's one thing. Also, another thing, what kind of a school would invite you to come to, like, a lyceum and sing to their children?
No school. I just sort of show up and I break into classrooms.
And then he is swiftly escorted back outdoors
and
by the police.
Before A. No way, I gotta finish my song. My name's Travis. I'm Travis. Remember I called you.
Watch out, I'll spit my tobacco and the spit will go all over the school.
And I'll get it out of my hand, I'll get it on the doors, and the kids won't want to use these doors anymore. My name's Travis.
Travis.
Wait, I need my ukulele. Oh,
there's an example.
Travis, have you had any water today?
I'm very, very dehydrated.
Yeah.
I believe that.
You should.
Do you have a song about that?
I do, yeah.
Well, I do.
Please share.
Of course I do.
I'm glad that you mentioned it.
Here we go. It reeks of Copenhagen in here. Probably because your spit stalactites tights are all over this place now. Dripping from the ceilings.
Probably because I'm chewing grizzly.
Wait, what's this song
about?
It's
about being dehydrated. Very
happy.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
You gotta drink water a lot or you'll die. Gotta drink water a lot or you won't be able to cry about your wife leaving you. Taking the dog too. Gotta drink lots of water or you'll die. Dad, leave your car keys in your car. Or your wife will steal that too. Don't leave your wife.
Some fat fingers on that bad boy.
I think we get the idea. Thanks, Travis.
Don't leave your kids.
You have kids? Oh,
because she'll take them too.
Okay.
Could you not cry into the mic, Travis?
Yeah, Travis, we're good. We get it. You can stop. It's obviously painful for you.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
That was your cry reminds me of the ukulele. How long have you been playing that, by the way? Because it seems like not long.
I've been playing this for about 2 days now.
Are you usually like a triangle man or a tambourine guy?
I'm usually a sort of stand in the back of the crowd and watch the other bands play guy.
So, 2 days ago you decided to become a singer. Is what you're saying.
2 days ago, I wrote about 17 songs with my ukulele.
And what is your favorite one?
My favorite one is this one. I'm glad you asked.
Oh, boy.
A lot of preparation. Oh, this is sinister.
If you are in love, it's the greatest thing that'll ever happen to you. If you are in love, don't let your wife take the car keys. Because she'll take everything you got, kids. Your ABCs, learn your numbers, drink lots of water, and don't let your wife take all you have.
So I feel like this happened. You just started doing this after your wife divorced you. I'm getting strong vibes.
Oh, no, I'm very happily married.
You are
messed up
an anomaly.
That's a big word, and I don't know what that means.
Hey, well, do you have any... We're kind of, we got to get you out of here.
I just got inspiration for a new song. Here we go.
Okay.
Lately.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Yeah, the words will come later, right?
Oh, no, that was, I was singing them very quietly.
Oh, you want to speak up?
Oh, yeah, here, let me, here we go.
Yeah, I dare you to play that exactly the same.
This is my favorite one so far. I can't wait till you ruin it with your words.
Yeah. You gotta believe in yourself.
It's good so far.
Very uplifting guy.
Well, two people in a studio put you down. You gotta believe in yourself. When you meet a stranger and his brother, and they tell you that you are gross.
Just gotta believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself. Well, you can walk down the street.
Yes, you can.
Amen.
Because you got your feet.
Two of them.
This is true.
Unless you got in a bad car crash or something and you lost your feet. Or you're Lieutenant Dan.
Ice cream.
Who is Lieutenant Dan? Now, I've never met no Lieutenant Dan.
Forrest Gump.
Who's that?
I love you, Jenny.
Oh, Jenny took a train to the south side. And I met her on the platform. And I ran away with her.
Oh, okay.
She had AIDS.
And she didn't approve. And now I got Jenny in a closet in the back room. Nobody knows what I'm telling you.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a little carried away with
it. It was good up to that point.
Yeah,
and
me and
Jenny, I think, died of AIDS.
No, me and Jenny are very happily married.
Oh, you and Jenny. Okay, well, that's a happy story. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
No, I'm just kidding. My last name is Travis, too.
What?
We are so in love. I love it, baby. I love you, baby girl.
Okay. you know the way out.
Yep, thanks for coming.
All right.
Listen to that thunderous applause from our studio audience.
I'll see you guys later. You all have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
This is his new favorite song. We kind of ruined all the notes on the way out. Hey, Bryce, you missed Travis.
What?
He didn't give us the last name, but he really spanked that ukulele.
Travis?
Spanked it right up.
And also, you might notice that there's, like, tobacco spit all over your mic.
And there's drool and slobber everywhere.
That was Travis.
He's an animal.
Let's just call him Travis Ukulele.
I thought maybe there was, like, a leak in the ceiling, because I just sat down in a puddle, but that's somebody spit?
Yep.
Yes. Tobacco spit.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty cool. All right, let's move it along.
Yeah, so you guys both saw the new X-Men movie.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
It was fantastic.
Because why is this the thing that I never watch the movies, apparently?
Because you're lame?
I always miss everything we talk about.
Yeah, I don't know why that happens.
You guys are so rich. I can't afford to go to movies.
We just don't invite you.
Sad but true.
Boom. Truth bomb.
Okay, so here's the thing about the new X-Men movie.
Yeah.
Don't spoil alert.
Raises a lot of questions about all the other X-Men movies.
Does it?
Yes. What? Yes, it does.
What do you mean, does it?
Does it just raise questions?
I thought you saw it.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
because
I did.
After watching this one,
questions.
None of the other X-Men movies make sense at all.
Really?
None of zero sense.
Explain what you mean without ruining it.
There's no way to. The point of the story is that
don't you use fake names. Do it that way. Aliases.
Okay, so at the beginning of the movie they explain time travel. Okay, this isn't going to ruin anything. This is just how it is.
Okay.
They explain it like this. When you go back in time, your body stays in the present, but your mind and your soul goes into the past. And goes into your body. So, in the meantime, before you have come back to the present and the past are coexistent.
So, since the past and the present are coexistent, nothing will change until you go back to...
to the present.
To the present, yes. Once you go back to the present, you will be the only person who remembers what you thought was the present, like what the present was to you. You're the only person, and...
who remembers what the old present was, like...
Exactly. What the unchanged present was. So then, once you change everything, everyone else around you knows the new present as the only present they've ever known.
Yeah.
So, none of the other X-Men movies make sense.
Well, looky here.
No, all the other X-Men movies make sense because whatever... this happens in present. This is the most presentful one. So whatever was changed in the movie is going to be
the
present. And it doesn't change any of the other movies. It doesn't matter.
Would never have existed. None of the other movies don't exist anymore.
Hey, yeah, but he just changed
this
that.
This one starts your collection now.
As a person who hasn't seen it, this has been the worst piece of dialogue I've ever listened to.
Oh, hey, you know what I just realized, though? This movie, if this is the last X-Men movie, it'll be the perfect way to restart your series, and you can just be in an eternal.
Okay, what you
X-Men
are thinking literally doesn't make sense.
No, it does, it does.
You're
it
confused
does.
For no reason.
No.
Well,
no,
here's not. My thoughts, here's my thoughts. I singed my arm hairs on the grill the other day.
X-Men.
I'm wearing a bandana.
That is true, folks. He is wearing a bandana.
He's now just pointing out things that he is observing. Oh, goodness
There's
gracious.
There's a puppet in the corner of the room.
Don't ask questions. But I thought it was a very good movie. It was very entertaining and action-packed.
Dirty pop!
And exciting. Thank you for that old NSYNC reference.
Yep. It was entertaining, and the story was good. I enjoyed
it. Yeah, and it's got... why do I keep forgetting her name?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yep.
Ew.
And she's like naked, but painted blue. And it is...
naked, wakey. And Hugh Jackman is buff.
He's very
always,
buff.
He's always buff.
There are fine physical specimens in this movie.
Yep. Everybody needs to start doing the X-Men workout.
To be a mutant. Alright, so I'll give it a smile.
Smile. I will give it a C, for I will see it sometime.
Nice.
Look what I did there. You guys didn't see that coming, did you?
No, I didn't.
I didn't.
You didn't
I just thought you were going
crazy. See that coming. Well, there it is. By the way, I'm just going to drop this little thing on you. This is our 10th episode.
Happy anniversary to us. Happy anniversary to us. Happy anniversary to us. Happy anniversary to
our audience member is unimpressed.
Unimpressed.
She's a music teacher.
That was improv, by the way, folks. We didn't even plan that out.
We don't plan anything.
Crickets from the audience. Unbelievable.
They don't care at all.
She might be upset that we charged her like a lot of money to come sit down here.
Well, I mean, how else are we supposed
in
to
her
find
own
this?
Basement?
You can't come down here unless you buy a ticket.
Okay, so. Here's the thing. This week was Memorial Day on Monday.
Indeed it was.
And so, in case you didn't wake up early and go to Memorial Day service, we're going to bring one right to you.
All right.
And this is our salute to the troops. So, we got some fun facts. Fun Memorial Day facts.
Hit us up.
Yeah, Ben, why don't you tell us about those facts?
Well, let me just dial into my old noggin here. Boop, 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 boop. Dial-up's taking a while.
Just four digits in there.
Okay.
Boy, that really sounded like computer noises.
Dial-up. Okay, so, did you know that Memorial Day was originally called Decoration Day. Did you know that, fellas?
I did not know that.
It was called Decoration Day because people during the Civil War decorated the graves of the fallen soldiers.
So that makes sense.
And decorate the graves.
That decoration.
A lot of people that still do that.
I used to do that with Mom and Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Good times.
Yeah.
Put a little flower out, a little flame. Yep. And then pick them up a week later after they are close to rotting. Yes.
Yeah, well, you don't want them to get to where they're all dead and gross because then it's, like, dishonoring a little bit. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we understand the reason why we pick them up. Did you know who gave the first Memorial Day speech?
Is it a president?
No, it was a congressman at the time.
Hmm. Ooh. Was it Lincoln?
Okay, what's your guess, Brian?
Eisenhower.
Wait, I want to take that back.
No, it was way before then, wasn't it?
It's Roosevelt.
Let's go with... no, I don't know.
It happened in 1868.
So, definitely Roosevelt.
By James A. Garfield, who was an Ohio congressman at the time, not yet president. He would become the 20th president of the United States, in case you were wondering.
Nice.
So, you're welcome. Did you know in the Civil War, during the Civil War, they celebrated two different Memorial Days because the South did not want to observe the same as the Union?
Really?
Then the Union lost 360,000 soldiers during the Civil War, and that compares to the South, who lost 260,000 troops.
Wait, how many did the North lose?
360. 100,000 more.
Wow.
And, you know, Civil War was our bloodiest battle, or the most casualties. Which, you know, it's kind of a given when you're fighting each other.
Pretty close, I think. I was looking up some totals. I have some totals here. I think World War II is our second most bloody, and that totals 405,399. This one doesn't have the Civil War on it. Shoot. But maybe this one does. I bet it does. But because there was both sides were American.
Correct.
625,000 total. But that number was pretty close to just like World War II's totals
mm-hmm.
For the North or whatever. That's crazy.
Did you know, I'll lighten it up a little bit, 53% of people will grill on Memorial Day.
Hmm.
Some will try, some will burn vegetables.
Oh my God. I'm here with it. I'm here with the burnt vegetables.
I was there with them too.
Okay, I made a little boo-boo.
It's okay.
Give me a break here once in a while. Okay, so more than 36 million people will hit the roads on Memorial Day, and they will travel more than 50 miles. Oh my gosh, the things you learn on this show are astounding.
I know.
It's not awesome when you work at a gas
station. We're making you better people.
Yeah. Yeah, imagine what an awful person you were until you listened to this particular segment. Now,
you're welcome.
Best person you know. And now, what Memorial Day service would this be if we didn't say a little poem?
So I got a poem here for you. When I'm gone, Mrs. Lehman Hancock. When I come to the end of my journey and I travel my last weary mile, just forget if you can that I ever frowned and remember only my smile. Forget unkind words I have spoken, remember some good I have done. Forget that I ever had heartache and remember I've had loads of fun. Forget that I've stumbled and blundered and sometimes fell by the way. Remember I have fought some hard battles and won ere the close of the day. Then forget to grieve for my going. I would not have you sad for a day. But in summer, just gather some flowers and remember the place where I lay. And come in the shade of evening when the sun paints the sky in the west. Stand for a few moments beside me and remember only my best.
Thank you, Brian.
That was good.
So we're going to raise our Cokes to the fallen soldiers and those who serve. Our dad was a serviceman and passed away. So we salute you, Dad. Coke was his favorite drink. Scrumptious. And on that somber note, really bummed me out at the end of the show. That's the end of it. And it's over like that in a flash.
I feel awkward doing the yeah. boom, 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 bumps.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, yeah, and also, I just throw this tidbit in. Bryce, our other lovely brother.
Hi there, guys.
He just recently joined the National Guard as well, so salute to you.
Yay.
As well, sir.
Thanks, guys.
And don't die. Boom.
Hey,
now
thanks.
We can try to my hardest. Now it feels right.
Boop, boop, boop.
Boom, 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 boom.
All right.
This does feel better. Boom, boom, boom.
You're welcome.
Boom, boom, boom.
This has been any time of day.
Boom, boom, boom.
Good morning, good afternoon. And or good night.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. On iTunes. And also, when are we getting up on YouTube?
Sometime later. Boom, boom, boom.
And when are we starting our Twitter account?
Boom, boom, boom. I'm not going to be in charge of that. Boom, boom, boom.
Well, those are coming. Those are coming. Season 2. This is our 10th episode. Boom, boom, I want to thank Travis Ukulele for stopping by.
Maybe.
Talked about X-Men and Two Smiles. Boom, Jennifer Lawrence is still hot, and Hugh Jackman boom, apparently is boom, sultry.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, yeah, word of the day. Just sign language around here is ridiculous. Word of the week. Please don't forget to post one because you're coming up on your deadline.
Boo, boom, boo.
And
ben
salute to the troops.
To kill it. The word of the day, not troops. Oh, boy.
So, thank you for your service. That's any time of day. Bazinga, goodbye,
Goodbye, everybody.
This is the worst ending ever.
Probably, yeah.
Bye.
Love.